Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. I hope this show finds you safe and healthy. We're going to have some fun. Pam and Ricky are joining me today, and we're talking about creative split stays for your next Walt Disney World vacation. How about the jeans and cowboy hat split stay? What about the romance on a dime split stay? Or even, oh man, my cruise was canceled split stay. We have lots of ideas how you can have two experiences in one Walt Disney World vacation on today's show. We hope that you enjoy it. Today's show, of course, is brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book your next Disney adventure, please work with the best out there. And that is the folks over at the Magic for Less. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link for all your online purchases. It helps the show so much, and you get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1644 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. You made it through another week. You got all those long commutes behind you. You know, the high gas prices, all the traffic you had to deal with. The 78 people in front of you in line at Starbucks. I mean, it's amazing. We could get through a week and we did it. No, actually, we probably are still pinned up in our houses, but we're making it either way. I don't know which one's tougher at this point. We used to complain about those things. You know what? I haven't thrown an elbow in a month. I'm going to lose my touch. You know, I got to be ready. I'm a former hockey player. Got to get those elbows out every once in a while. Keep people honest. Just like the old Toy Story Dash, you know, like when they would put you on Hollywood Boulevard and they would try to distract you with a little show with the pickup truck and they'd have the little clapper and they'd do a little play just because really they're just trying to stall. They're trying to keep the crowds happy, but then they turned you loose and everybody would run back to Toy Story Mania. This was like 10 years ago. Yeah. But I mean, everything was kind of legal. Like you could, I mean, you didn't really want to get caught throwing an elbow to a grandma, you know, like, but if you're 6'3", I mean, you got to walk fast and you got to use your arms. I mean, it's kind of that gray area of the law of Disney. Whatever. Who cares? Let's move on. It's not even happy hour yet. Tonight will be happy hour at 8:00 on the stream. Anyway, joining me today from a Disney World After All.com. Nope, I missed it, but she's from touringplans.com. It's too long. It's been 12 years.
It's been forever since we started.
Take that site down. Anyway, she's also, most importantly, from themouseforless.com. We have Ricky. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Happy Friday. My coworkers are lazy and sleeping on me. So, they're sleeping on the job and it's not okay because I can't sleep on the job. So they get away with everything.
You can sleep on the job as long as the boss doesn't catch you. That's the rule.
That's true, but you know, they're definitely sleeping on the job, so yeah.
All right, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Friday feels a little different now, doesn't
it? Does
it?
Yes, it totally does. It feels like Tuesday.
It's kind of taking the punch out of the Friday, I'm gonna say. We need to find something to do that, but yeah, happy Friday. We've made it through another week, and hopefully you found a little joy and hope in this week and are looking forward to the future here.
That's it. All right. So today we've had a lot of shows on the feed this week. So this one may not be as long. I say that many times. It ends up being a longer show, but this one could be a shorter one as we have a lot of content lately. But we had a suggestion from one of our listeners about doing a show on split stays, which we've done shows on split stays, the mechanics of it, you know, how it works, why, you know, things to think about if you're going to do a split stay, positives, negatives. We could talk about that quickly at the top of the show, but the focus of today's show is going to be more on the creative side of this exercise. We're going to talk about split stays we think would be interesting to take at Walt Disney World because of a thematic reason or because of there's a combo there that just lends itself to an awesome vacation. So that's going to be what we focus on. First of all, real quick with the split stay, if you're kind of new to all this, when we use the term split stay, what we're talking about is one vacation where you stay at multiple resorts. And obviously the goal of, or the benefit of this, or the positive spin to this is, for me, is that it's almost like two vacations in one. you know, I get to have two resort experiences on one trip, which for me, and I know Pam and Ricky are kind of the same, the resort is at least 50% of the fun of a vacation at Walt Disney World. It's being there. It's being in the environment. It's the restaurants. It's the rooms. It's the pools, you know, the optional transportation you get from a specific resort. Can you take a boat? Can you take a Skyliner? Can you take a bus? Can you take a monorail? You know, there's a lot of factors there. In the resort is basically when you get to plan in a trip, that's your first thing most people look at. Where are we going to stay? Why are we staying there? Is it, you know, is the goal of the trip to be not in the room very much? Okay, a value would probably fit in well. You know, and this is an anniversary trip. We're going to chill out. We're not going to do the parks a lot. Maybe you're looking moderate or deluxe. So I think that, you know, with a split stay is interesting, but it doesn't always fit. You know, if you're going down for a race weekend, for example, I wouldn't do a split stay. Because you don't want to have to worry about switching resorts with all your running gear and laying stuff out, you know, getting your clothes, and you just don't have a lot of time to, because a lot of times you're getting back from your races, 10, 11, 12 o'clock. That's when you got to be checked out of your hotel room. So for a race weekend, I wouldn't do a split stay. I never have. I won't do it usually, unless I'm combining it with a longer vacation. I may do, you know, 3 or 4 nights over the race weekend and then switch out on Monday to, a, you know, if I'm going to stay till Wednesday or Thursday to a different resort, I could do that. So, Pam, lay down just a little general information on a split, and then we'll get into the creative combos.
Well, so I'm a pro at this because I do a split stay almost every trip. I mean, there's rarely a trip that I'm not staying at a couple of resorts, and we do that for a few reasons. I like to check out the resort. I think that visiting a resort is awesome, but you don't get to know the nuts and the bolts of the resort unless you've actually stayed there and walked to the, you know, ice maker in your socks, or, you know, tried to find a place to get something to eat at 11:45.
So mean, true.
These are the things that you need to know, right? So anyways, a few of the things that you're going to want to know if you're considering a split stay at a Walt Disney World resort. First of all, yes, Disney will help move your luggage from resort number one to resort number two. You give it to Bell Services and they'll take care of that for you. Now, note that there will be a period of time when your luggage is not available. It is in transit. Mm-hmm. And these aren't things that run like every hour, half hour, or even every 4 or 5 hours. It's going to be like once or twice during the day it will go over. So just plan for that and know that that's going to happen. Also, that day that you're moving from one resort to the other, you'll have to get out of your Disney resort room long before your room at your next resort mm-hmm. is going to be ready.
You're homeless so plan for a while.
You are. You are. So there's a few things you can do. If you're going to plan to be in the parks, no big deal. No one was going to be in the room at your resort anyways. Another thing you can do is utilize the pool at one or both of your resorts. Just have a day bag that includes swimsuits and plan on doing that. The thing that I don't want to see any of you doing, because I've done this before, is to get up in the morning, pack all your stuff, move over to your new resort, and then sit there in the lobby waiting for your room to be ready.
Oh, you're wasting time.
Don't waste a day. So, take all that into consideration. And Disney does help you move. Even if you have food that needs to be kept cold or anything like that, just talk with the front desk. They're there to help you. So they will help you make this easy. But the thing I will say that makes our split stays so much easier, you ready for it? Packing cubes.
I knew it was coming.
You have to. You absolutely have to. And they make packing and unpacking so much easier. They're definitely worth the investment. Check on Amazon or eBags or all kinds of different places have packing cubes, but we absolutely love them. So,
all right. So let me just say too, there are different reasons for a split stay as well. You know, obviously, I think the biggest reason for a split stay would be obviously to keep the cost down. If you want to stay at a deluxe, you know, like here. One of the first split stays we ever did, this was way back a long time ago, we stayed at Pop Century for the entirety of the trip, except for one night. The very last night, it was our anniversary, we stayed at the Beach Club club level. And that was because, I mean, there's no way we could have afforded to stay at the Beach Club club level for more than one night. But the thing was, and we did it the last night, And our annual passes had run out. Our tickets had run out the night before we checked into the beach club. So we had nothing else to do at the beach club other than enjoy the resort, enjoy club-level amenities, enjoy the storm along bay, eat at Beaches and Cream. It was perfect. There was no temptation to go into the parks. But the thing was, by, you know, not doing a moderate for the whole time, we saved a little bit of money with value on the front end and then deluxe on the back end. It made it accessible just to get that taste. Like Pam said, we were guests at the beach club, club level. I mean, we were legitimate for one night. I mean, but it was still amazing. So, I mean, that was a combination we did. It was a value of deluxe and it worked out well. Ricky, kind of kick us off. What are you thinking about a creative split and what's the reason behind your thoughts?
Well, okay, so I am going completely, like, I'm going to start completely off the reservation in a weird way. So if it's about kind of saving money and you want to have kind of that camping experience in an interesting way, why don't you do, and this is completely, like, opposite, like, camping at the campgrounds. And then going and staying at Wilderness Lodge for the last part of your
trip.
That's
a good one,
It totally,
it's extreme.
Like, you couldn't get more opposite, right? Like, absolutely opposite of, like, roughing it completely on the campground, like, in a tent. You know, I mean, you could have your camper or whatever, but, like, there's that option. And then going to the nice, very rustic, but very high, much more higher end Wilderness Lodge and staying there and enjoying, like, all the amenities that they have, as well as the grandness of the resort. I just think that that would be, like, the ultimate odd split stays, because you're definitely going from one spectrum to the other. But it's a similar feel. You're getting that woodsy feel. So I don't know.
My wife loves the Wilderness Lodge, but I am not getting her camping done in Florida. I can tell you that much. She's not sleeping on the ground.
I went off completely with the first one. I was completely doing a go with me on that one. So,
and I think, you know, again, general rules, you want to have the nicer stay on the back end, so you have it to look forward to. That way you're not going from, say, a beach club to Pop Century, because that's going to make the room seem smaller. And that means, where's my, where are my fluffy towels? Where's my softer toilet paper? You don't want to have to do that battle with your significant other. I'm just saying, I've been there. Because we've done it. Because, I mean, sometimes we stay at, like, three resorts on Wednesday. I mean, Pam knows. Like, we'll just, you know, I'll do, like, first night because I get a travel agent discount there. You know, I'll get a annual pass rate here. You know, it just depends. And I get creative. We've done three resorts. But, you know, you just don't want to walk it backwards. I'm just saying, especially you don't want to go deluxe to value. Nothing wrong with the value, especially if you go value to deluxe. It's awesome. You just don't want to go the other way. All right, Pam, give us a combo. What are you thinking?
So here's my combo. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
The first part, I'm going to stay at Art of Animation because it's on the Skyliner line. It gives a little, the rooms have a little extra room to spread out, and it just has a much different feel. It's sort of, you know, I figure at the beginning is typically the time when people do the parks hard. And then on the end of the resort, of course, I think that the beach club or the yacht club is a great place because, like we've mentioned so many times, it has one of the best pools on Disney property. You can really just relax and enjoy that location, enjoy the pool, enjoy the amenities, walk to Epcot, walk to Hollywood Studios. Again, you're still on the Skyliner, so you're still, you won't miss that amenity that you had at Art of Animation, and you get to sort of bounce around that way. I think it just gives you sort of a taste of both kinds of resorts. And it also, each of them has both, you know, has some different pluses or minuses. So
I agree. And you mentioned something that's truly important. You got to think about, you want to do the lesser of the resorts, the one that you're looking forward to, the one with the least amount of amenities, I should say, like pools, restaurants, you know, stuff you want to take advantage of back at the resort. You want to focus your park days on the resort where, you know, where you don't want to spend as much time, obviously, at the resort. So that's kind of important, you know, slow down when you get to the place you're really looking forward to. Okay, here's my combo. This is my romance on a budget combo. You ready?
Yes.
Because we are the romance podcast.
Have we been
for 12 years. I don't know why, but we are. I guess we're by default. Okay. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that ever happened. There's a lot of stuff I don't know how happened in my life. I don't know how I ended up with my wife. I'm married out of my league. And how we ended up the romance podcast, I have no idea. But here it is. Romance on a dime. So it's the All-Star Music / Port Orleans French Quarter combo. Okay? Now, listen to me out here. You got what I consider the fanciest of the All-Stars. And I know movies is the one that's a little bit more premium, at least in price. I think music is the one that is, because it's, I don't know what it is. And I think Len Testa talked about this like a decade ago.
Ever since
he said this, he is so right. I can't unsee it. When you walk at night at All-Star Movies through the Jazz Inn section of the hotel, it's got like the big drum set and there's like purple neon and it says like jazz or something. Jazz is romantic, man. It's the American, America came up with jazz and being American is romantic. I don't know, maybe not, but it's beautiful. It's like purpley. It's got some neon. It's just, there's water fountains back at All-Star Music. It is kind of romance on a budget. Okay, so say you stay typically only at Values, and a lot of folks do that. That's your first, you know, a lot of folks stay off site, then they step up, they stay at a Value. That's exactly how it worked for me. Then maybe you want to dip your toes a little bit into the moderate category. Why not have that? Because I think we all agree that French Quarter is probably one of the most romantic on-site hotels there is. And if you want to dip your toes in that moderate, you're going from a large all-star hotel to a smaller, the smallest on-site hotel, which is French Quarter. You've got the quaintness of it, but you have improved amenities. You now have that big serpent pool. You have dining options over at Riverside where you can share the two. You could do a horse-drawn carriage. You can go see Yeehaw Bob. I think there's even live entertainment now at French Quarter. At least there was. I don't know coming out of this if there will be, but there was for a bit. But it's just, again, it's a step up. The rooms are bigger. They're refurbished. And I think a music French Quarter, you're just like, I mean, dude, you may as well just propose on that trip because you're dripping romance right there on a dime. You're dripping romance, but you don't have a lot of bucks to drip romance. So you got to be careful. That's it. That's my first combo. All right, Pam, give us another. Hey, Roy, Ricky, who's up? Ricky, give us a comment.
I don't know. I can go. It's fine. Okay. So we are going to go to the boardwalk. So you've got the nice elegance of the boardwalk with the creepy chairs. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google boardwalk and creepy chairs and you'll get them. So you've got that. You've got just that grandness. You've got, it's super elegant. You've got the entertainment factor right there. And then you're going to go, as far as your split stay is concerned, you're going to stay with the elegance factor, right? So you're going to go to the Grand Floridian.
You're so, like, you have changed so much in 12 years. You used to be like, I'm staying in a tent, then I'm going to stay in a motorhome. You know, now you're like going from the boardwalk to the Grand Floridian. Man, I don't know you anymore.
Hey, I'm going with unique right here.
Yes, go
so
for it.
You've got the opulence of staying at the Grand Floridian. Plus, you got the monorail there, so it's very easy to get to the parks. So that part is nice. And the nice part about this combo is, like I said, it's easy to get to the Magic Kingdom from this resort. But then from the boardwalk, it's easy to get to Hollywood Studios and Epcot. So if you're going for that more elegant stay, and you know, it's easy to get to the different parks because you can just walk to soon you'll be able to walk from the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom. Hopefully that project's still on. or you can monorail it and then you can walk to the other parks there. So you've got that nice elegant stroll that you can do. And I think that both of these, just like Mike went with the, you know, that kind of romance. I'm going with the Uber romance, the elegant romance. You've got dinner at Victoria and Albert's maybe. If you don't want to go that route, you've got lots of other choices like Citricose or Narcoosies. So I think that we're going with all in on this opulence vacation.
Mine's romance on a dime. Yours is Daddy Warbucks romance. That's what we're going to call it. That's crazy. I'm never doing that.
Right now, I'm just saying, a girl has got to dream.
That's it. And it's like I tell Pam, if she wants to do that, close your eyes and go to sleep. Because that's, there you go.
I've already done that. Yeah.
That's how it's going to be. All right, Pam, what do you got?
I'm laughing over this. So I'm going to take another opportunity to sort of put together a combination that allows you to be park heavy on the front and relaxing on the back. which of course is where I call it. Yeah, that's right. So if you're planning a trip that's going to be some, let's say, park intensive, and you feel like your family could handle the space in a value, I think that your best choice in terms of a value is Pop Century. Those, they have sort of an upgraded feel in terms of rooms and dining choices, being the dining choices that are there available at the food court, the actual entree choices and things like that. I think many people agree that Pop Century and Art of Animation have the best sort of food court options, right? Plus, when you're staying at Pop Century, you have access to the Skyliner, which really sort of ups that game too. But on the back end, I'm going to encourage you to maybe consider something like Animal Kingdom Lodge, which truly is a resort that is a destination within itself. It has the best resort activities. You have all these different resort activities designed to help you really embrace everything that they're trying to provide to you there at the resort. Of course, you have savannas full of animals. You could just sit on your balcony all day and watch the animals at different times. It has some great pool choices. You have, of course, the pool there at Jumbo House, which is one of the largest pools on Disney property, as well as the Kodani Pool, which has some great options too. And the dining choices there are fantastic. From Jiko, which is a signature restaurant, to Boma, which is a buffet, to Sanaa, which is a table service, one credit on the dining plan choice. And even their quick service at Mara is something that I think is out of this world. So I think that would be the ultimate trip in terms of, you know, getting stuff done, but then relaxing.
That works. That is. That's like business and then business and vacation right there. But I mean, it's all vacation, but yeah, it's not so busy.
It's like a mullet.
It is. Yeah, it's a party. Yeah, it's exactly.
It's the mullet of vacation. I love it.
Yeah, we got to name these. Okay, so here's mine. Here's my, oh my God, my cruise was canceled combo. A split stay. Okay, so here it is. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I can't get on my cruise ship. I was planning on being, on a cruise with a drink in my hand. Combo split. Here it is. So it's going to be a Caribbean beach on the front end. Now, of course, you got a lot of dining options there. Palm trees everywhere. Caribbean feel. They play the reggae music, the steel drums everywhere while you're there. It's about as close to a cruise you can get. Plus, moderate resort. So not going to break the bank. Now, of course, it depends on what kind of cruise you were going to go on, what kind of stateroom you had. You could either go maybe a deluxe studio at Old Key West for the second half. You're still not going to lose that vibe. It's definitely island time at Old Key West, even though Southern Florida, the Keys, but it's still kind of, you know, for somebody from the Midwest, it's all the same, you know. And then if you really wanted to splurge, obviously go over to the Polynesian and take that in. You know, maybe you're doing a South Pacific cruise, you know, you're fancy, you're not just sailing the Caribbean, you're going out and, you know, Hawaiian, or you're going to Guam or something, I don't know, Bora Bora. So anyway, that's what I would do. That'd be because some people may not be cruising. Maybe it's not on the foreseeable future, but you still want to have that vibe. You want to relax. You don't want to go crazy at the parks. Now, if I was doing this vacation, obviously when I'm at Caribbean Beach, I'm focusing on Epcot and the studios because I got the Skyliner right there, accessible to me. Boom, I'm there back 10 minutes. But man, once I move to Old Key West and the Polynesian, it's all about the dining. It's all about sitting at the pool. Shuffleboard, man. They have shuffleboard at Old Key West. They have tennis courts at Old Key West. Who plays tennis anymore? Does anybody play tennis? I don't know. It's not a big thing in the Midwest anymore. I mean, we have a good tennis team at our high school, but I think it's just because they want to do that. I don't know. All right, so let's go one more, Ricky. Give us one more combo.
All right. So it may not be the combo that people think of the most necessarily. But we really haven't done anything with Coronado Springs. So I am going to say that you're going to stay in Grand Destino Tower at Coronado because it is definitely just a phenomenal, phenomenal experience at Grand Destino. I mean, they have really, really upped the game there. I think that it's a great experience. You've got the restaurant at the top. And then there's also, you can still wander the grounds and see all the foliage and stuff like that. I say foliage in an interesting way, because if you've ever lived in the Southwest, rocks, like I have, you know, there's not cacti, a lot of foliage there. But, you know, it's interesting foliage. Let's put it that way. You still got the awesome pool that they have there, that pyramid. And then we're going to go a little different. So you've got the Grand Canyon Concourse at the Contemporary, right? Which has that same sort of feel. So you're going to stay at the Contemporary because you're going to experience that great Mary Blair artwork. You're going to be, again, close to the Magic Kingdom. You're going to be on the monorail line there. You've got that classic Disney experience at the Contemporary. So again, I know that one is a bit of a stretch, but I wanted to throw in a good split stay for Coronado because I feel like there's not really a good comparison for Coronado. So I'm going to go with the Contemporary.
You know, but here's the thing. I think that's what makes Coronado super unique in that it falls right in between a deluxe and a moderate because of the amenities, especially once you start talking about the tower and the way that feels and all the amenities that are in that new section of the hotel. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's almost like a split stay in itself. Like, I mean, think about it. You could do like a tower in a standard room and that would feel without moving your stuff too much. We've come up with like split stays where you don't even leave your own resort. You stay in the tower.
Split stay
in
a split
room.
Stay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm in the Ranchos and I'm in the tower. That's my split. I never thought about that. I guess it could work. All right, Pam, what about you? Give us one more.
I love all these because now they're giving me like some new ideas on things that I want to do next time. I'm going to be doing a split stay. So for me, I'm going to be doing my favorites. Right? A split stay that involves my favorites. And the first place I'm going to stay is the Wilderness Lodge because I love the Wilderness Lodge. It's just, there's something about that resort that feels like home to me. Mm-hmm. The music, the lobby, the rooms. I love the rooms they've been redone. But I just love that resort. And I think it just feels like a sense of home to me. I think some of the things, the pluses for it is, of course, the dining. There is great, right? You have Whispering Canyon Cafe, which is sort of an all you can care to eat kind of place. Now you have the Snow White dinner there at Artist Point. You have Territory Lounge, which is one of my favorite lounges. You also have Geyser Point, both a quick service and also sort of a loungy space, another great space. Roaring Fork, I think that's a great choice. So those are all great reasons to think about staying there. You're a boat ride away from the Magic Kingdom, which is a plus. There is a walking trail that goes to Fort Wilderness. Now, that's not open right now because of the construction going on there, but that is available too. And the boat also goes to Fort Wilderness and also the Contemporary Resort where you can then get on the monorail. After I'm done staying at that favorite, I'm going to my brand new favorite, which is the Riviera.
Yep.
There is something about that resort that I love. From first of all the Walt touches within that resort are awesome. The pictures with he and his family, just the nod that this was something that he enjoyed doing and it, you know, really liked taking advantage of. I love that idea of embracing some of those same European travel feels. I think that the resort itself is gorgeous. The dining, again, is fantastic. From their quick service location to their signature full service location to even the little loungy area that is sort of, it's covered and indoor, but also has this breeze blowing through it like you opened up a big lanai and it's open like that. I love that. The pool area. And then I think every one of my split stays has included the Skyliner. That might give you an indicator of how much I like the Skyliner. It just makes traveling from here to there so easy, convenient, and fun. I'm telling you.
Yep. It does. I think it's a ride.
The buses are the buses. They move lots of people from point A to point B. But I don't know that there's a lot of people who are like, oh my gosh, riding the bus is so fun. I love it. It's like,
except Mike Rollman. I think Mike Rollman is bad.
I mean, I like a nice bus ride. Especially not when it's jam-packed, but I mean, a nice relaxing afternoon bus ride.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, when you're riding the Skyliner, you're not really jam-packing it in. Like, you might have another family across from you, and that's really it. The Skyliner itself is like an attraction.
I might e-ticket that. Yeah.
Right?
I know, seriously. Like, I'd pay $5 to ride that for a day.
Yeah. Right? So,
hey, soon Disney might start doing that if they need the money.
But yeah, so I think that's what I'm doing. And you can just go ahead and mark that down as being called Pam's favorites and leave it at that.
I like it.
Here's my last one for the show. Here we go. This is the wear your jeans and cowboy hat combo split stay.
No. Okay.
Okay. So you got Riverside to start because, you know, it's got the, but you got to stay in Alligator Bayou. You can't be a poser and stay in, you know, the mansions. You got to be in Alligator Bayou. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Yeah. You can't be a Magnolia Bend. You got to be back, I mean, way in the back reaches of Alligator Bayou because you may need a machete to kind of go through the vines to get down to fill up your refillable mug. So you're staying there. You got Yeehaw Bob. Obviously, the cowboy hat and the jeans fit in perfect for a night of, you know, singing along with Bob's tunes. And, you know, it fit the decor and the food court, too, which is very good. Then you're going to transfer over to Wilderness Lodge. Or you could do Fort Wilderness if you really wanted to. I would say the best combo would be to get like a fifth wheel. It Fort Wilderness would probably be better because, you know, I think that
you're going to bike. You're fifth wheeling it up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to do a tent. I'm not sleeping on the ground. But, I mean, I'm also not going to.
I'm not sleeping on the ground either.
I was thinking about like a Madden Cruiser, like one of those big, like huge buses. Like that'd be sweet. But I mean, I'm not Daddy Warbucks here. So I'm going like a fifth wheel, my jeans and my cowboy hat. You know, you can see some deer maybe when I'm out on my run. Now, on my run, I wouldn't wear my cowboy boots. I'd wear sneakers and just a regular hat. I wouldn't wear the cowboy hat. I'd save that for
You're
night
such
and dinner.
A poser.
I know.
Totally. Wear your boots.
I know. It's like back in the day in the 90s, we all used to go to the cowboy bars to do the line dancing, but really, we weren't cowboys. We're just people from the city. But yeah, that'd be it. So there's my last combo. So I think
I'm ready. I need to get a fifth wheel right now so that I can get out of my house and start traveling around in one way or another.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, please. Thanks for letting us dream for 35 minutes, people. Thank you.
Right.
Hopefully you got a little escape too.
Now I want it more than ever though.
Right. Oh, no kidding.
It's so true. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much. Now here's the good part. This weekend, we're going to have the live call-in shows. We call them the BR Guest Podcast Community Check-Ins. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 1 hour long at Facebook.com/BR Guest Podcast. We have a blast. We just take calls for a solid hour. We talk about life. We talk about Disney. We talk about everything that's going on. It's very loose. We're just kind of hanging out, all getting through this together. But one of the shows this weekend is going to be this show, but your creative ideas. So I know you've been thinking about yours. Because I know we have some very sarcastic, smart people that are like, oh, I cannot do Mike's Romance on a Dime, or I cannot do that, you know, that one. So we're going to have a good time this weekend. So get your combos together. It could even be a three-way combo. If you want to stay at three different resorts, now you're going to waste a lot of time transferring three times, or twice. But let's hear it. So this weekend, be ready for that. Come up with yours. We'll talk about it on a BR Guest Podcast Community Check-In. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney adventure, an adventure is out there. Work with the great folks over at the Magic for Less. They're a platinum earmarked agency. They've done this for a very long time. Their agents are passionate, knowledgeable Disney experts. And they're going to take great care of you, whether it's sailing with Disney Cruise Line, heading out to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, even Adventures by Disney. They know that you're missing your favorite place just like we are. And they're going to make sure that next trip is extra special for you. So check them out today. They've got a great site over at themagicforless.com. Great place to check out all the trip planning tools you might need. And while you're there, fill out that free, no-obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase really helps us in these tough times. So please do click on as many times as you can when you order online. Again, when are your Clippers getting there this week? I think they got here by now. We'll hope. Maybe next Monday I might be looking good with the hair. I could be looking a mess though because my wife's going to be cutting my hair. Stay tuned. That should keep the ratings up.
What? I can't wait to tell her about that.
Well, I'm saying she's nervous. I mean, like you don't want to be nervous. Like you got to come in confident with Clippers. That's what I think. I mean, even if it's a false sense of confidence, you got to come in confident. You don't want to, they always say like, if you play sports scared, that's when you get hurt. You know, you got to go in and just be like, I'm going for it. You know, like you just got to come in with confidence with that half guard Clipper on. It's, you can't go in halfway and be like, that's how you cut somebody's ear off. I think, I don't know. Maybe I won't let her cut my hair. Now that you got
me, I'm
going
to try to remember that when I'm
just saying,
trimming Steve's hair.
What has this show come to? I'm giving hair cutting advice on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, Mike said I have to come in confident.
That's it, man. You got to commit. Don't go in 65%.
Close
man,
your 100%. Eyes and be quiet.
That's it. That's it.
And look
wait.
How it looks. Let's sure. be honest.
We gotta,
Nobody's
going to
see you for another month anyway. It's fine.
Exactly. Everybody raise your hand and promise that we're going to videotape all these excursions so we can put them somewhere online.
Oh, this is my. That sounds like fundraising right there.
Yes, it does. All right. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back with you each evening this weekend. You all stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.